Radio Moscow. 750 more citizens have been arrested in Nicaragua. Somoza has had to retreat to his palace, which is armed with 2,000 people. He's had to bring in mercenaries, and it is felt that they have been brought in from New Mexico, United States, under the CIA program, as it is determined that the reactionary element of USA is going to maintain Somoza at all costs. Ben Chavis of the Wilmington 10 appealed to Carter on human rights violations. No response was given from Carter's office, but there seems to be building up across the entire world, even in the capitalist and social democratic world, a campaign to free the Wilmington 10. What effect it will have on Carter, little knows. Whether it will balance out world opinion, will be worth it to him, even if he gains world opinion but loses the voters, it probably is doubtful that Ben Chavis will get any relief from his 450-year sentence. And as you remember, or should, the black minister had only been accused of burning down empty garage, and later the witnesses who testified that he had burned down the garage against this black man, they said they had all lied, and still they would not give him a new trial. Brezhnev, secretary of the Communist Party, holding an international conference of developing nations. 140 countries will participate. Aspirations of all developing nations to wipe out the dangers of nuclear war, hunger, and poverty, as the Soviet Union has been the principal nation that has staved off massive starvation in India due to the monsoon rains and the terrible thing that the CIA has caused through their geophysical warfare, the locusts that plague all through India, parts of Arabia, and all through northern Africa from the west to the east. Voice of America, President Carter, Begin, Sadat, begin talks. Little has been given of encouragement for the outcomes. Soviet prosecutor for Crawford demands 5 years suspended sentence. The Soviet Union do provide attorneys free for even a proven traitor or criminal. That's the difference between USA. Crawford is a high-ranking international harvester management boss, and he was found guilty by outside independent evidence that he had violated one of the most important laws in a socialist country. He was selling dollars on the black or the white market. But to show how fair the Soviet Union is, they supply him with one of their best state prosecutors for his defense. For Crawford demands a close scrutiny and the best attorney possible, said the Soviet news agency TASS. If you're poor in the United States, or whoever you were, you don't get a guaranteed top-notch attorney. This is one of their best attorneys in the entire Soviet Union. Crawford's state prosecutor said he's calling for a 5-year suspended sentence. That doesn't show like a police state. That shows like a very lenient and understanding people and a very compassionate people. A 5-year suspended sentence. Camp David summit. Begin and Sadat have a warm encounter at the first part of the meeting, but little can say what will come out of this meeting. But Carter has said that his entire future rests on what happens at Camp David. Jody Powell, secretary to President Carter, briefed reporters. Prayers for success for the conference went up in all the leading churches of Washington as they had a fast and prayer meeting, because they know that if this thing isn't settled, it's going to be a nuclear war. President Sadat said that there's need for a balanced formula, autonomy for Palestinians. Israel said they will not give in on an independent state for Palestine. So if Carter's future rests on this meeting, he may have no future at all. Foreign Secretary of the Soviet Union, Gromyko, summit goes behind the backs of the Arabs, said he. This summit conference is a sellout like Munich. Three major concessions made by Egypt. What is Israel preparing in return? Is there anything she is willing to give up? This was asked by Radio Netherlands. Russians, we are in a position to wipe out. Russians said, we are in a position to wipe out the major capitalist enemies. High-level conspirator brought about this information to the West German government. Unfortunately, a double agent who took enough money. That's why we have to watch this man that's coming. You're not to talk to this man. You're to speak to him. And if he asks you if you like it here, you say, well, I love it here. Something like that. But you be careful, because the man is giving state evidence against Stone, and the fascist conspirators working against us could be a double agent. This man was a double agent in Romania, and he has now leaked to the high levels of the German, West German government, that the Soviets are in a position to wipe out all of the capitalist world. We need to get this thing of peace on. Only do... Stand by. We need to remember to keep a very firm and friendly relationship with our regional minister, Comrade Durant, Leonard Durant, I think it is. He has been going all around Georgetown praising us yesterday. He's also a friend of the Soviet Union. He is seemingly for real. He is the older gentleman. The other man used to come in his white, kind of a khaki-styled Caribbean outfit. But this man came with his shirt open, and we need the press medical department for any medicines we need through him, because he seems very much for real. Attention. Do not mention this man who's coming in, this high-level business person who has given evidence that Timothy Stone, Jim Cobb, and Deanna Myrtle, and there's one other that I've missed, one other person that's in the CIA. Jim Cobb, stand by. That's it. I thank you, Tish. The person that we were speaking about was a name of Khan. Connection with treasure agents, criminal underworld, Standard Oil. He's the one we listened to under the house and found that we had David Kahn. They had connections with two phones in San Francisco and Barbara Gelata and Channel 7. He had those connections. He has also been in the CIA from the beginning, according to this man who stepped forward. We're having to bring him in here clandestinely. If anyone were to ask if the man is here, you'll be a counter-revolutionary if you speak it, because his life is in danger. They're trying to move him from post to post as clandestine as possible, as secretly as possible, because he will be offed. He knows too much. All right. Now I shall go on with the news. Three killed, 16 wounded in Beirut by the right-wing Christian fascist called phalangist. South Lebanon, Beirut government stripped command of two fascist Christian officers as the popular support is going more and more to the Muslim socialist in Lebanon, which used to pride itself as being a Christian government, but the people have lost faith in the Christian government of Lebanon. Iran banned all unauthorized gatherings. No one can have parties in their homes. No family can have family gatherings. In an outright absolute martial law, machine gun attack on Iran, Tehran, as I was saying, while I had to interrupt for a moment, machine gun attack by the People's Left Wing, a segment of the Red Liberation Army, attacked the Iranian Tehran capital police force building and wounded and killed many of the worst secret police in Tehran. Moscow, Crawford trial, verdict tomorrow. State prosecutor, best prepared to defend anyone in the Soviet Union, demands only a 5 years suspended sentence. I'm sure the USA would not be so sympathy would not be shown to a Russian who committed crimes in the USA. Strain in Soviet-American relations, probably Crawford would be allowed to return to the United States. Many inconsistencies in his statements, said even BBC. He is absolutely guilty of a crime. Trial of two Soviet citizens accused of spying. Two footmen may have proven direct contact with the CIA. The trials postponed in New Jersey. And the trial begins September 27th. It's the first to have contact to a Soviet cell in Finland. The trial begins September 27. United Nations employees accused of trying to buy defense secrets. It is estimated that perhaps as high as 500 people United Nations employees, there's perhaps 500 of them, will be asked to leave the country, and some in the State Department will be tried for high crimes of treason. Whether or not these Soviet citizens will be treated as fairly as USA is treating the Crawford big shot businessman of USA, that the ambassador didn't even, U.S. ambassador had him in diplomatic immunity, they could have flown him right out of the embassy. But capitalists always sell out capitalists. State Department talks with Soviet officials. Before Gromyko, Foreign Secretary of the Soviet Union, comes to Washington. An American response to Gromyko's ideas. Carter's National Security Council on Arms Limitation talks are going to meet with Gromyko and Cyrus Vance, and possibly Carter will resume SALT talks as he sees looming across the world the danger of nuclear war. There were no promises that Carter would begin strategic arm limitation talks. He has held out that he will do nothing more, like a little child that's spoiled. He will do nothing more to try to stop nuclear war. No, not a thing, because he's PO'd and mad that the Soviets won't let him interfere with their country on how they treat their CIA criminals. Ian Smith, racist Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, says he's taking a tough stance on rebellion because the United States is giving him sophisticated and advanced new weapons. That ought to make us feel nice. Our taxpayer dollars are going again. Please be swatting the flies. I see some carrying them and none are doing it. So many are not doing it. I'm going to take your names down. I'm right here where I can see. Anyway, we hope that Carter will not let his stupidity interfere with the dangers of nuclear hell that will wipe out USA and leave it like a desert and a wasteland. But Ian Smith says since receiving the military assistance from the USA and in wake of the crash of the airliner when some of his worst and evil members of his secret police were shot down in over Zimbabwean territory, he condemns the killing of the civilians, so-called, and then as retaliation for the plane coming down, advanced jets with napalm flew over three Zimbabwean villages, one in Zimbabwe, killing what is estimated 80% of all three of the populations. That's a nice way to retaliate. Real nice man he is. The International Red Cross, the Council of Churches, want to meet the people's needs, but they are not being allowed to. The Zimbabwean Patriotic Front will allow them to come in, but Ian Smith, the dread fascist dictator, will not help them. All appeals to the United States, of course, has been fruitless because they will not assist these brave and wonderful people, the Zimbabwean people, which the white man calls Rhodesia. the Soviet Union did successfully parachute in several tons of food and whatever supplies. Moscow did not go into details, but several tons were dropped in Zambia, which will help the beleaguered and pressured Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. South Africa does not like United Nations Secretary Waldheim's plan. Major objection by the South Africans is the size of U.S. United Nations military force. In his tricky way, as usual, Voerster, who is an open ally of Adolf Hitler, said he don't want that many United Nations military forces in Namibia. South Africa should be allowed a larger force, they say, of course, so they can keep Namibia from having their freedom. But it doesn't look like the Organization of African Unity is going to give in on that question. The Organization of African Unity has had another summit closed conference, but it is rumored from BBC that the 50 nations of the Organization of African Unity are now in the planning stages of setting up a Pan-African army, and that they shall move into Namibia, guaranteeing that Namibia will remain free, even if they have to wipe out the colonial regime of the Union of South Africa, where apartheid is practiced, racial separation, and horrible concentration camps for Indian, Black, and Asian people. Angola accuses South Africa of carrying out raids in Namibia and Angola. South African police arrested several in Cape Town. Most inhabitants are illegal residents. Several police were arrested just because they were not in the proper residence where they should live, and it is a statement of the BBC that these police had a kinder feeling, these South African police had a kinder feeling for the Black people and Indian people who are struggling to be free in South Africa. Pope John Paul asked that Camp David summit find a just peace, whatever the hell that means. India floodwaters inundating large sections of the country. It is not uncommon for a 500-mile stretch to find cities totally covered with water. You can see no buildings as the monsoons rage across what would have been the most fertile season they had, the most productive season those beautiful Indian people would have had. I wonder if USA is up to that trickeration, because we see what they can do with geophysical warfare. China will renounce use of force with Taiwan. This is a demand by the United States of America. Meanwhile, TASS says Japan will continue friendly relations with the Soviet Union, as they want to sign a new treaty to be freed from the danger that when war comes out, that Japan will become an enemy of the USSR. Brezhnev says they better back it up with practice, not just words, because although you may think, he said, that we have lost 22 million dead in World War II, and we are somewhat apprehensive about another war, we will not take any more this infringement on our sovereignty and threatening of our internal security. If it means war, then we're capable of fighting the war. And the then Brezhnev jokingly referred to the high-level communists that gave him the information that the Soviet Union had methods and weaponry to wipe out all of the capitalist nations. He said, I would remember that agent, if I were you, I would remember what he said. Rhodesia, Nkomo's secret meeting. Mugabe, not happy about this meeting that took place with Nkomo, who, as you know, Joshua Nkomo is the nationalist. Robert Mugabe is the Marxist-Leninist co-partner in the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. And you know, in back history, Nkomo had a secret meeting with Ian Smith. Mugabe is not happy about this meeting. Ineffectiveness of the internal coalition, he said. Rhodesia is not leading to peaceful elections or majority rule. They're going to build a fascist state as bad as Hitler's. Continuing exodus of Rhodesian white settlers is disturbing Eon Smith. He will have few whites left at the rate that they're leaving. On the average, 2% of the white settlers of Rhodesia are leaving Rhodesia a day. British Foreign Officer deplored the violence that was taking place, but he also stated that much of that violence USA had to take responsibility for and the Western world. Erskine, black commander of the United Nations, of NATO, he's in NATO, but particularly he is now the head of the United Nations peacekeeping forces from Ghana. His militia in Lebanon. Lebanese ambassador, Ewan Erskine, said there's no point in sending troops with no military hardware. He accuses USA of just pretense and hypocritical circus playing. He said we don't have the weapons to be able to resist these Christian fascists that Israel has set up. And he said he's going to resign unless the UN peacekeeping force is given the kind of support militarily so they can drive Israel back into her borders. Chancellor, stand by. Continue with the news. The BBC admitted, in spite of all the millions of Jews and people of color that were murdered by Hitler's Germany, that there is no less anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish feeling in Austria than there was before World War II. In fact, they say Jewish hate towards Jewish people, is at the highest level it has ever been in former German territory. But now, unfortunately, it has swept to France. It's in Italy. It's all throughout Europe. The Jews are not safe, said BBC, about the new wave of anti-Semitism. Austria was once under the control of the Soviet Union. But to make peace when USA threatened nuclear war, and she didn't then have nuclear parity or balance, she allowed Austria to go free. That's a mistake. As we look in retrospect, that was a mistake, because Austria has always been a fertile ground for Nazi fascists, and that's the last stage of monopoly capitalism. Austria has always been a fertile ground for anti-Semitism and fascist thinking. And to think that one time the Soviet Union had them in her own alliance and allowed them to go free, that's more than USA ever did. The U.S. was threatening nuclear war. At that time, I guess somebody overruled the Politburo. Moderate stand towards Israel from Arabs is what is being called for by BBC. They think that their calls may be falling on deaf ears. Ambassador to Sweden is to become the leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Jesus Christ. The left PLO, ambassador to Sweden in the Near East, it doesn't say which Near East country, has openly taken the leadership of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and with no recriminations from his government, no complaints. Sweden is one of the better, as I said, of the social democracies. But anyway, you should know that the enemy of international socialism is anarchism, Trotskyism, social democracy, and revisionism. And revisionism's main enemy is that they believe things can be done through the institutions gradually and by non-violent means through the electoral process. So let's always remember what those major enemies are in case you ask. North Yemen, 7 executed by death squad for trying to build an alliance with South Yemeni, the Marxist-Leninist state that was recently had a coup but went pro-Soviet. BAM leading black spokesman in South Africa. for one month. There's a leading black spokesman is not allowed to speak even in his own home to a group of no more than three. That's real democracy. British Prime Minister, general elections will be held, he said. The two parties at best are neck and neck for popular support. But since Thorpe, the head of the Liberal Party, is charged with murder, and they think it may be a setup by the reactionaries in England, it will throw all the Liberal votes over to the Conservatives. As you know, the Conservative Party, under that beastly woman named Margaret Thatcher, said that all black people, Indian people, and Asian people will be removed from England, that people just don't like their culture mixing with the English culture. Marcus accused Libyan Gaddafi of providing rebels to fight the government. Kosygin invited Korean leaders to Moscow. Dr. Reed will also be meeting with the North Korean leaders, the People's National Congress, Deputy Prime Minister, and Chairman of the Policy. Looks like a closer relation is coming with Moscow. Dr. Reed leads a very humble life, and that makes for beauty for us if they draw closer to the Soviet Union. Crew of Space Lab are continuing their studies. When U.S. correspondents asked them from the space base, the telecommunications base, they said, "What are your geological surveys?" Said, "We're looking for all of your bombs that you have no more sense than to keep in this age, so we can find them quickly. So you wouldn't want us to be caught off guard, would you?" That's all they said. Rhodesian territory, disappointment in the policy. New blood for patriotic front is necessary. Never refuse to settle disputes peacefully. Meeting of Nkoma and Smith, tied hands of Eon Smith. No good in coming of attempts to discredit the patriotic front. There's no good in coming of attempts to discredit the patriotic front. They will not succeed. They're getting new blood, and other nations are volunteering. Even some blacks have volunteered from the United States to go to the patriotic front and help fight them. Some former war veterans that saw how dirty USA did the people of color in Southeast Asia. Carter, Begin, and Sadat. U.S. arranged a meeting in the present summit, said Colonel Gaddafi, and he has no faith in its success whatsoever. Key issues are all neglected. Israeli troops from all occupied territories, said Gaddafi, is all that I will accept. Libya will enter into war if Israel does not give up the West Bank that belongs to Jordan and the Gaza Strip that belongs to Egypt and South Lebanon. Sadat trying to save face and get some concessions from Begin, because he's under the heat and under the fire, you might say, from all of his Arab League compatriots. Washington wants separate deal to extend its influence in the area, to be able to establish a military base. And Moscow had just one word for that: try it and you'll find yourself dead. That was the only statement Moscow said. Try it and you find yourself dead. The war talk is very heavy these days, but America started, and I guess the Soviet Union is showing they can finish it. The American air base, troops on West Bank, is what is being anticipated. And the Soviets say, try it and you'll be dead. They're not going to take any U.S. air base. They said, you constantly hounded us with bases all around our border for years, and we will not tolerate any way, shape, or form the establishment of a naval or an army base in the Near East. A Mideast version of NATO, Israel Egypt and other right-wing dictatorships want to fight. Colonel Gaddafi in Libya said he will not allow for any more military intervention in Morocco to sustain that capitalist regime, and his forces are pledged to the liberation of the people of Chad if the new coalition of Chad does not work out. As you know, the Liberation Front has temporarily brought a victory for working class people by forming a coalition government in Chad. That's just below. So you better be looking at the news. You better get in there and look at the news. You better be listening, because you're responsible for all the news till the vote time comes, which will definitely come. I can assure you. I can assure you. It is the opinion of the rest of the world, the non-aligned world, that Carter and the right-wing regimes and Arab right-wing regime like Egypt and Israel is trying to set up their own army alliance, military alliance, a kind of a Middle East NATO, but the Soviet Union will have no part of it. British have made a renewed call for an all-party conference. It's the only approach, said BBC, or Africa is going to explode in the fires of war. Ian Smith's foreign minister is taking tough and murderous actions against the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. They have said that they will torture children if that's what it takes to break the morale of the Patriotic Front. Openly, Ian Smith made that statement just yesterday. They would openly torture children if it was required to get done what they want done. In a very surprise move, the Hispanics, the Chicano Americans, have backed Indian protest leaders. They receive the support also of the Congressional Black Caucus and the Puerto Rican or the Hispanic congressmen in their fight against 11 bills they consider and totally fascist that would rob the Indians of their land. Congressman Ron Dellums, Democrat, California, giving details of a joint statement by black, Indian, and Hispanic members, said the bills pose a direct threat to the rights of all U.S. citizens and would wipe out freedom for all, not only those who would be immediately affected. Dellums, who seems to be speaking more since he's been indicted for income tax, he was kind of careful a few weeks ago. Dellums, a black caucus member, said the bills would further isolate and destroy the identity of single groups of people within his within our USA, within their country. Politicians can make racial slurs on radio. Even if J.B. Stoner, Ku Klux Klaner, uses the word nigger contemptuously and kill niggers contemptuously, if he said such a phrase in his paid political television ads, the Federal Communications Commission said yesterday it cannot act unless his words are shown to inflame violence. That is a sorry, sorry day that someone can get on TV and suggest kill niggers, call people niggers, and if they do it in their own advertisements, there can be nothing USA wants to do about it. That shows USA doesn't want to do anything about it, because they certainly didn't, they fought us every step of the way in trying to have free access to amateur radio, which is under their control, for medical purposes. Stoner, a candidate for governor of Georgia, has ads in the states, all the state's major television stations. That says in part, if Governor George Busby is reelected, he will pass more civil rights that take from the whites and give to those dirty niggers. Now it's been upheld. He can say what he wants to. Milton Gross, chief of the FCC, Fairness in Political Broadcasting Division, said the commission cannot censor a candidate's remarks unless they represent a clear and present danger. You don't think hate, Mr. SCC? You don't think that that kind of hate mongering doesn't cause a threat, a present threat to the public? And how are you going to know he incited a riot? But that's the way they upheld it. That's their findings. Once the station agrees to sell him time, Gross said it has no choice over the contents of the message. Julian Bond of the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP sent a telegram to the commission Wednesday warning that if Stoner is not barred from using nigger and kill niggers on the air, we will be forced to find a candidate to buy time on local stations to use the seven dirty words. Whatever that is, what are the seven dirty words? Whatever they are. We'll continue the news in just a little bit. Thank you very much. Let's all be very friendly. Much love. Attention. It would be good news for you to know, all over Jonestown, that the Bay Guardian, probably the most read liberal newspaper, main reporter, has joined Don Freed and Mark Lane, the attorney of fame. And he says he will stay on top of this until we break the conspiracy against People's Temple. No matter how long it takes, he will use his investigative work and will print all the dirt he finds this conspiracy has done for us. We should be really happy over that. Some of you don't realize how important it is that we get on the right side, find out who these bastards are. In an emotional outburst yesterday, protesting American Indians directed their anger with Congress and President Carter and the White House aide, because Carter refused to see them, who sought to explain why they had been unable to see the chief executive. As the longest walk protest has come to conclusion, some young Indians, angered by a week of futile efforts to see Carter, our influential congressman, wanted to occupy a House of Representatives office until Carter would agree to meet with the tribal elders. But tribal elders sought to prevent any violent acts. The group sharply questioned Rick Hernandez, a White House aide who came to the Rayburn House office building to talk with them about their inability to see Carter. Hernandez, a Mexican-American, said he would relay their messages to Carter, but he did not predict how the president would respond and told them right out that he would not meet with them. As tempers flared, Hernandez tried to establish rapport with the Indians by citing his own Mexican-American heritage, indicating he believes that it's virtually impossible for those who are not members of minority groups to fully understand other traditions and lifestyles. I have to play games with the white men, Hernandez said, as he was confronted by the angry Indians fingering the lapels of his suit. He added, I have to wear the white man's clothes. As for Carter, he said, he doesn't understand the Chicanos, much less the Indians and the Negroes. So it looks like Hernandez will be gone before very, very long. He blew it. He was a White House aide, but I'll bet you he's had enough. He can't take any more. They'll fire his ass, certainly, for that statement. Hernandez would not elaborate during the meetings and could not immediately be reached afterwards, but he caused a virtual explosion in Washington. However, which is noteworthy, no press, none of the major press, carried his remarks. Quite typical. Dollars hit new lows in Japan and Europe. The dollar plummeted to its lowest post-war value against the Japanese yen and to record lows in Europe yesterday, causing higher prices for Americans at home and abroad, and shrinking U.S. pocketbooks. The dollar's plunge below the psychological 200 yen, which many economists feel is necessary for economic stability to avoid a complete collapse of capitalism and a depression. In Tokyo, accelerated a selling spree in Europe until massive central bank intervention stemmed the tide. It was the American currency's worst crisis since January. The dollar troubles had the immediate effect on American living and traveling abroad, and will lead to an eventual increase in prices on all imported goods, including oil, for Americans at home. Furthermore, it made it impossible for none but the rich to really travel outside of the United States. Americans are paying more this year for the same volume of goods they bought last year, said a spokesman for the Japan-United States Council. The standard of living is going down. This is a simple effect of the dollar's decline. Costs are still as high, if not higher, but the dollar has shrunk and their wages is almost 30% less. So you can imagine what kind of pain this is creating. Another dollar's drop comment. An example, Undersecretary of the Treasury Anthony M. Solomon said the overall U.S. trade deficit should narrow during the remainder of this year, in part because the dollar's decline will help boost U.S. exports. Goods valued in U.S. dollars can, of course, be bought in Japan with fewer and fewer yen day by day. Yet the fact is that U.S. exports are generally lagging. The Commerce Department says that after discounting for inflation, they have not increased at all during the past 3 years. And said the commentator Herb Cain, we know what a lie that is. Well, stand by. Attention, attention. Continuing with commentary of the news. House decides rich need a tax break. Robin Hood in reverse. That's how a lobbyist from Ralph Nader's Tax Reform Research Group described the $16.3 billion tax cut passed by the House on this last August 10. The measure, which now goes to the Senate and also faces the President Carter for a veto, which is doubtful that he will give, gives large income tax breaks to the wealthiest U.S. citizens and ignores all lower income people, middle class, poor, black, white, Asian, and Indian. Corporations were leading beneficiaries of the last week's action, with an estimated $4 billion in savings coming their way in 1979 under the House bill. Nearly $2 billion would be saved through the House legislation by rich investors who pay capital gains taxes. And of the $10.4 billion in personal income tax cuts included in the bill, 70%, closer to 80% of these savings would go to people making more than $15,000 a year. Double jeopardy. Working class and poor people will actually be getting two black eyes. On top of the new tax legislation, they will have to pay a Social Security tax like next year. The hike will take place next year, beginning in January. A liberal-led effort to soften the impact of the Social Security measure also fell victim to the soak the poor attitude that's all over the United States, a sentiment that is at the grassroots of the U.S. populace. Losing last week this measure to aid and eliminate the Social Security hike, it lost last week in the House by 384 to 120. The 362 to 49 vote in favor of the lopsided tax reduction plan signified a defeat for the Carter administration and for congressional liberals of all sorts. Liberalism is dead, said the Manchester Guardian. President's initial proposal last winter for a $24.5 billion tax cut combined with a few mostly symbolic reforms was absolutely discarded, and his promises turned to be nothing but bare lies. Early on by the House Ways and Means Committee, which then proceeded to draft the measure endorsed by the full House last week. The whole House, now think of that, 362-49, has voted to give only the rich the benefits, to cut capital gain tax, and put more hike on what you have to pay out for Social Security, cutting off Medicaid and Medi-Cal. And some of you still talk of USA as a place you'd like to go. You must have a masochistic complex. Carter's vow to veto the legislation was pegged primarily to the capital gains component. As backed by the House, this provision would drastically reduce tax payments for people who realize big profits through the sale of stocks, property, or some other large investments. Persons with annual incomes between $20,000 and $50,000 will enjoy about 60% of the capital gains savings that result from the sale of a house. Only 12.7% of these reductions will go to people earning less than $20,000 a year. The pro-wealth biases of the bill are even more apparent when its other capital gains categories are examined. Nearly all, 98% of the benefits from these changes in the tax law will go to those whose income is over $50,000 a year. Imagine now, 98%. That's who gets the capital gains tax. And higher income brackets. They have to be at least $50,000 or over. While only 40% of the savings will accrue to the handful of people who make more than $200,000 a year. No, 60% of the savings will accrue to the handful of people who make more than $200,000 a year. Out of the 96%, 60% goes to those making $200,000 a year. Whether Carter will actually make good on his veto threat is an open question, but many people think that he fears that he'll have the same fate that Lyndon Baines Johnson did, being forced to resign or even be the target for assassination. By the way, in the future, when we have our display, put it right up by the table in the pavilion so that they'll be sure to see it that way. The pro-wealth biases of the bill are even more apparent. As I said, the Senate is expected to pass a tax cut bill generally similar to the House version bill, although its total may be somewhat higher than the $16.3 billion approved by the House. How many thousand million in a billion? So you can estimate. $16 billion would be what? 16,000 million. It's a lot of money to go to the rich out of your tax dollars that you worked so hard. Because 90% of all taxes come from people who make less than 20%, than $20,000. A face-saving deal for Carter, who last year called the USA tax system a disgrace to the human race, may already be in the works. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Russell Long said last week he hopes to fashion a tax bill the president can live with by getting a House-Senate Conference committed to make